Unit 1. I care about you. Communication objectives. To name people children can help. To talk about things you can do to help around. To name chores children can do. To identify some objects in the house. To identify some objects in the school. To recognize some places in the neighborhood.
Before starting, let's review. Complete this form with information about you. Then paste a photo of yourself. 1. My name is. 2. I am. 3. My friends are. 4. My father is. 5. My mother is. 6. I have a.
Unit 1. Lesson 1. Helping in the house. I'm a good helper. I can make my bed all by myself. Today is cleaning day at Flynn's house. He is happy to help his parents.
I'm a good helper. I can pick up my toys all by myself.
I'm a good helper. I can put away my clothes all by myself.
I'm a good helper. I can set the table all by myself.
I'm a good helper. I can recycle all by myself.
I'm a good helper. I can water the flowers all by myself.
Thank you, Flynn. You are a great helper, says his mom. The end.
Helping in my house. Match the phrases with the corresponding picture. 1. Water the flowers. 2. Put away your clothes. 3. Make your bed. 4. Set the table. 5. Pick up your toys. 6. Recycle.
I help in my house. I can do this. What about you? I'm a good helper. I can make my bed all by myself. Draw what you can do to help.
You can help too. Reread Flynn's story. Check only the activities that Flynn can do and those that you can do to help around the house. Chores. Water the flowers. Wash the dishes. Cook. Make the bed. Sweep. Now, complete the sentences about you.
Unit 1. Lesson 2. Objects in the house. Now my house is clean. I'll describe it to you. There is one bed. There is one closet. There is one toy box. There are two night tables. There is one toilet. There is one shower. There is one sink. There are two towels. There is one bookcase. There is one TV set. There is one rug. There are two sofas. There is a table. There are six chairs. There are five spoons, five forks, and five knives. There is one fridge. There is one stove. There is one sink. There are six cups.
True or false? Circle T or F according to what you see in Flynn's house. 1. There is one night table in the bedroom. 2. There is one toy box in the bedroom. 3. There are two towels in the bathroom. 4. There is one toilet in the bathroom. 5. There are two rugs in the living room. 6. There is one TV set in the living room. 7. There are four spoons in the dining room. 8. There is one table in the dining room. 9. There is one fridge in the kitchen. 10. There are three cups in the kitchen.
Crossword. Write the name of the object you see.
There is, there are. Use there is and there are to describe this house.
This is my house. Draw your house and write sentences with there is and there are to describe it.
Unit 1, Lesson 3, My Neighborhood. My friends and I help our parents. Irvin is at the grocery store. He helps his mom to pick the apples. Odin is at the stationery store. He helps his dad to handle the money. Amy is at the bakery. She helps her mom ask for the bread. Ethan is at the butcher shop. He helps his dad to carry the bags. Yuri is at the laundromat. He helps his mom to receive the change.
We help. Use your stickers worksheet 1, My Neighborhood, to complete these sentences.
My neighborhood. Check the places that are in your neighborhood. Then draw them in the square. Grocery store. Bakery. Butcher shop. Park. School. Drugstore. Police station. Stationery shop. Stationery store. Laundromat.
Unit 2. People in need. Communication objectives. To identify people in need. To mention parts of the body. To learn some social expressions to offer help. To understand commands. To name numbers from 21 to 50.
Unit 2, Lesson 1, Parts of the Body. Flynn and his mom are waiting for the bus. His mom sees Mr. Smith, who is a blind person. Can I help you to cross the street, Mr. Smith? Offers Flynn's mom.
Yes, please, says Mr. Smith. Hi, Mr. Smith, says Flynn.
What is wrong with Mr. Smith, Mom? Flynn asks Donna. Close your eyes and walk, says Donna.
I am nervous. I cannot see.
Yes, son. It is difficult to walk when you cannot see. That is why we should help people who cannot see.
Oh, Mom. Now I understand how important eyes are. Thanks, Mom.
The five senses. Write the sense word in the left column and then draw a line to the correct body part. Let's learn a little bit more about the human body. The five senses are sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste. Senses are very important. They help us perceive our surroundings and gather information about the world. Skin, eye, nose, ear, mouth,
my five senses. Complete the sentences with the corresponding word. Nose, hands, ears, mouth, eyes. I touch with my. I see with my. I smell with my. I hear with my. I taste with my.
Ourselves. We have other parts of the body that are also important. Look at the boy and draw a line from the word to the part of the body that it indicates. Hair. Nose. Ear. Eye. Neck. Chest. Wrist. Hand. Knee. Foot. Head. Eyebrow. Mouth. Chin. Shoulder. Elbow. Arm. Tummy. Leg. Ankle.
Parts of my body. Find and write the words under the corresponding picture.
Parts of my body. Cut the cards out and sort them in alphabetical order. Then read them out loud.
Unit 2. Lesson 2. Offering help. Flynn, my dad says it's good to help blind people to cross the street. Ethan, my mom says it is good to give your seat to pregnant women. Yuri, my granddad says it is good to leave your seat to old people too. Irvin, my granny says it is good to help handicapped people move their wheelchair. Odin, my uncle says it is good to help lame people get on a bus. Amy, it feels wonderful to help around.
Helping people. Match the people with all possible actions to help them. Blind person. Old person. Pregnant woman. Handicapped person. Lame person. Cross the street. Give the seat to them. Move the wheelchair. Help him, her, get on the bus.
Sing along.
Can I help you? Can I help you?
Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please. Help me cross the street. Help me cross the street.
Sure, sure, sure. Sure, sure, sure.
Thank you for your help. Thank you for your help. Social expressions. Cut these jigsaw pieces out. Paste them on cardboard and put them together.
Unit 2, Lesson 3. Counting. 1 to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50.
Matching numbers. Cut the numbers and words and paste them together.
Number sequence. Complete the sequence with the corresponding number.
Let's review. I help in my house. Flynn is at the playground. Color the slides of the chores you do to help around the house.
Parts of the house. Match the objects with the room in the house where you find them.
Let's review. My neighborhood. Label the places with the corresponding word.
Let's review. The senses. Use your stickers, worksheet 2, senses, to stick the corresponding part of the body.
Let's review. Parts of the body. Find the words that are hidden in the sandbox. Draw the corresponding part of the body on the table.
Let's review. Greetings. Paint the matching words with the same color.
Let's review. Numbers 1 to 50. Color the bars according to what you hear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50.